Woman Hero Bernice Pahawi Bishop by Tia from Pukulani. In my opinion, Princess Bernice Pahawi Bishop is a Hawaiian woman who is trustworthy, courageous, and determined. She's trustworthy because of all the deeds that she did for the Hawaiian people. She's a courageous woman because of her will to do what was in her heart. And she's determined because during her times of struggle, she never once gave up. On December 19, 1831, in Honolulu, Hawaii, Laura Kanaholo Konia and Abner Kayahe Paki conceived a daughter, who they named Bernice Pahawi Paki. Their daughter was born into a family with royal blood, which made her a princess. Her great-grandfather was Kamehameha I, who in 1810 united all of the Hawaiian islands under his ruling. But she was raised by a prime minister named Kinihu. Because of her nobility, she attended the chief's children's school, where she was taught by American missionaries. When she was just 11 years old, a courtship between her and Lot Kabeawa was prepared by Kinihu. They were both raised by her, which made them Hanai, adopted brother and sister. In Hawaiian tradition, it was suitable for royalty to marry family members because it ensured that their children would have equal ranking. But as Pauahe grew older, she questioned her future marriage to Lot. She had fallen in love with an American businessman from Glen Falls, New York, named Charles Reed Bishop. Despite his success in banking and real estate, it was totally against her family's wishes to marry a foreigner. Because of Pahawi's courage to follow her heart, she ended up marrying Charles Reed Bishop, and he would be responsible for fulfilling her dreams for her Hawaiian people. In the 1800s, the Hawaiian population continued to vastly decrease due to foreign diseases that Captain Cook had brought with him when he discovered the Hawaiian Islands in 1778. There were approximately 124,000 native Hawaiians living in 1831, but by that time 1883 had arrived, there were only 44,000. Her people weren't immune to the diseases, and they had never been exposed to anything like it. Pauahe couldn't bear to see her people drop in population, so before she passed away, she made sure that native Hawaiians wouldn't be left behind for no one to hear about. Princess Bernice Pahawi Bishop was a Hawaiian woman who loved her people more than anything in the world. When she was offered the Hawaiian throne by Lot Kapu'aiwa, she honorably turned him down because she could never rule over her people. Instead, she wanted to serve and protect the Hawaiian people. During her life in the 1800s, Pauahe donated her time, nurturing, love, and inheritance to the children of Hawaiian ancestry. Her legacy still lives today because of her will. Before Pauahe passed away, she invested her inheritance of 375,000 acres of land into founding a school for children of Hawaiian ancestry. She believed that education was what children needed to succeed in life, so she decided to benefit the lives of her people by founding the Kamehameha Schools. In my eyes, Bernice Pahawi Bishop is a hero not only to the Hawaiian people of the 1800s, but a hero to me. She has sacrificed so much in her life just for the benefit of her people. She declined the Hawaiian throne just so that she could serve instead of rule. I'm a fortunate student of the Kamehameha schools in Maui. I've been given the chance to not only be a well-educated person, but a well-rounded child of Hawaiian ancestry that will hopefully make a difference in the lives of others, like Pauahe has done for me.